Bad damn song.
Wait. I have to say, got it. Okay, oh, got it. Now I'm a part of it. Now I'm a part of it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And we are doing it.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the Catch Me Fuck Me All thing? Good taste, skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom, I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Sydney Miller.
And we are out here doing the damn thing from our homes, because this is a virtual episode.
Virtual month.
A virtual month. So yeah, I'm working on a feature film, you guys. I know, it's going to be pretty cool, but I've already started now when this is coming out. So that'll be, it's, I'm sure, going to be fun, but I'm working, we have the weekends off, thank God. So they're 5-day weeks, but I'm on, I think we start February 12th and go through March 20th. So... and I'm on for like 12 days, so I don't know.
So what is it about? What can you tell us?
It's a, I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah.
So
is it the one that your man?
Yeah. Nice. I'm fully a part of the problem now. No, but it's about...
You mean the problem?
The LA problem, the Hollywood problem, where I'm like, yeah, I know a guy, so I'm in it.
fuck him, you know?
Yeah, it's no big deal. So it's about a retired detective whose daughter goes missing and he has to find her, crack the code. But it's a nice. Neo-noir action thriller. So it's like got those like aesthetically and stylistically, it's kind of like those old noir movies, which is pretty cool. Nice. So it's got like it's like neon lighting and kind of like wardrobe-y, and it takes place in a lounge, like a what is it called, like a singing, like a
speakeasy,
yeah, like type. A singing lounge.
Wow. Oh, okay. There's like a jazz club.
Yeah, like a jazz club thing, a singing lounge. Cool. Yeah, and a jazz club, so it's all like original music. It's really cool. So I'm excited about it. I will not be singing. But
no, you know. Are you sure? You
know
what
I'm saying? No, I'm okay. But yeah, it started as a little small movie, and now all these, it's like somehow made its way around Hollywood, which is like, you only hear about that happening, and then it's actually happening. You're like, oh my God, like, this is pretty cool.
That is cool.
My uncle got cast, the guy who plays my uncle. So
I thought you meant your actual uncle, the one that we were just talking about in the home.
So the guy who plays, what's his, his name is, I looked him up because I was like, I know this guy. His name, Robert Lissardo. Do you know who that is?
No.
Shit. He was in Nip Tuck, which is why I know
Let
him.
Me see his
I
face. Oh, I might.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
Can I see a different photo without his mustache? Oh, he does. Oh, no. Yeah, I know that guy.
You know this guy.
Yeah.
So it's my uncle.
Sick.
I know.
Was he also in Bad Girls, or was that a different guy? I think that's a different guy.
I think it's that guy. Almost went like. I love that. I know that does that. We have to like figure out what the other ones are, because
so that you can keep doing them. Yeah.
So we can just do it like to other people.
Yeah.
You know, like
just random. Interrupt their conversation.
Why not? You know,
it's like on a Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Like a really important writer's call.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, for sure. And then just like a light show.
Yeah.
Sorry, I like don't want any attention. Also me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So were you talking back to me?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm having a fireworks spectacle.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing.
Yeah. Did you end up helping to rewrite that script?
I'm so glad you asked. It's been a Yes.
Roller coaster.
So part of the fun busyness that has been my life recently, along with like just editing and all of this other shit, has been also working on this. I got hired to like punch up a script. I'm not like a writer on it, but I am. I don't get credited as a writer, but I get paid and it's good. So anyway, I didn't write the original script, so I can't be a writer on it. It's very bizarre the way that these credits work. But anyway, so I am on an email chain with about 17 producers and I will like work on the script. I'm like, I get like 25 pages in and then I get an email that's like, so I just was speaking to the international buyers and they're thinking that it needs more romance. And so I go, okay. And then I go back to the beginning and I put all the notes and then I get another email from someone that's like, so we really feel like she needs this. And so it's like, you have 17 people that all want like, they're actually this. So I'm like, can you guys just like, and I want to do like a great job and I've never done this before. So I'm like, I hope this is right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. They're like, what do you think? And I'm like, I think whatever you guys want, I will do. Just tell me what to do. Because I've never done this. You tell me. I think that's great.
And you're like, I wrote it one time and now I've written it 17 times. So really.
But I actually kind of love what I thought
would have been the first time.
I kind of love this movie. Like I'm falling in love with this movie. It's the script is, I'm pretty sure I can talk about it. I don't think I didn't have to sign an NDA, so I'm gonna talk about it. So it's like the girl's like me. She's like very neurotic and she's like a type A, and she meets this guy who's like very like go with the flow. But it's like the Parent Trap, but with a dog. I don't know how else to like explain it. Like she falls in love with the guy and like the dog like gets in the way and like she and the dog are like out to get each other.
Mm, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
I like it. I like it.
Did you ever watch Beef?
I watched one episode of it. Did you like it?
Yeah. I loved it. It was really, really good. And the girl reminded me of you a lot.
Ali Wong?
Yeah.
I love
you should have kept watching it. It was really good where she's like, I'm doing everything I need to do. And then she just like freak out. And
be like, she's like,
I'm going to murder someone in traffic today.
I watched the first episode. I was like, oh, yeah, she's great.
I loved it.
I didn't get into it. What else did I start? I felt like I was going to start watching it and then I didn't. Did you watch Platonic with Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne? No. It's on Apple TV. It's really good. It's like Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne were friends in college and then they like he gets married and she gets married and then like they run into each other and he gets divorced and they become like they're best friends again. But they're both like adults. It's really fun.
It sounds like I have heard of it. I watched that movie that you told me to watch that you loved, Resentless, Resilient.
Oh, wasn't it good?
Resilient. Yeah, it was good. It wasn't, I think we just like different types of movies, but I thought it was good.
It was weird. I liked it because it wasn't like.
Charlie really liked it.
I hadn't seen anything like that in a long time. And it reminded me of like, if I was going to write something, I would write something like that. Yeah. Which just like bizarre.
Okay. We really like you. We want you to keep going.
He's like not even scared.
Yeah, it was actually really good. I guess if I went back and I thought about it more, Wayne Brady's was really good.
Just like there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, I liked the girl. She was really good.
Oh yeah, Anna Kendrick.
Yeah,
I like his homeless friend. Also,
The homeless guy was the best part of the whole show.
Yeah,
He was the best.
That's it was almost like it was like written as a scary movie, but like if they're not scared, then like it's a comedy. Like that's what it was like.
And that was the thing. Like we had to keep stopping and starting it because first of all, the people creeping into the room were scary.
That was fucking scary. It was scary, like he would wake up and be like, hey, what's up?
I know. But then they'd like crawl out from under the desk. You were just sitting. I didn't like that. And Tyler didn't like that. And Tyler doesn't like scary stuff. We had to keep stopping and starting watching it. But it was good.
I liked it. It was different. Yeah. I forget what it was called, and you didn't say the right name, so I can't.
It's called Resilient or Relentless. It's one of those. It is.
It's like longer.
It's one word. I'm telling you. I think it's that. Look it up.
We're going to do it again.
Go right ahead. You know who I figured out who I'm like? Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear?
Yep. Yogi.
The
baseball player.
Yogi Berra?
Yeah. Yeah, but they call him the Yogi Bear, you know? I watched the whole thing about Yogi, and I was Yogi. Like, you know what?
Self-reliant.
Resilient. Close.
It was close.
So I'll close.
One word.
Yeah.
Starts with an R. No, it was, it was pretty close. I'll give you that.
But Yogi has, isms, Yogi-isms, yeah. Sydney-isms.
Sydney-isms. No, I mean, I think I love your isms. They keep me on my toes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is she trying to say? Let's crack this code. What else?
I watched Open Wide. Have you seen that? It's on Netflix.
Oh my God. You know, I started watching it and then I was like, I'm too tired to watch this movie about mouths right now. What's the deal with
orthodontists?
I know. I literally, it's so funny. Ryan was like, just put on whatever you want. I was like, if you say so, I guess we'll be watching this niche documentary about orthodontics.
Yeah. I love that.
Get excited. Yeah. I don't know. I watched like half of it. What happens?
At the end, you kind of start to realize that this guy is kind of like this narcissist, like the both of them, like his dad and him are like this narcissist, like dental club that they're like slowly trying to turn into like a dental cult, I feel like. And yeah,
you it got weird. That.
And then he also like was abusing his children by just like experimenting on each one of them. I thought that was hilarious. And all the kids were like, yeah, you know, what was it called? It was called pain training with his kids, where he's like, yeah, I put something sharp down here so I couldn't put my face down. It's dead for you, you know? And then he's this kid came out way better looking than this kid. And this kid looks way better than that kid.
I was like, all right, Jesus. But I will say, I was like, I don't, because then you get like in the middle of it, like a guy that's like, he's not a real orthodontist. Like this fucking crock pot. And then it'll cut back to the other guy. And I'm like, is it good or is it not good?
I know. And why not just tell us like scientifically? And the guy's like, oh, there's no scientific backing. And yet they're acting like there is. And I'm like, just show us the scientific backing.
Just
like,
show us what happens to the teeth.
Just show us the teeth movement. It's not that difficult.
I just want to know if this works or not.
Just tell me the science here, people. I hate documentaries like that where they're and then I had to look up what the fuck his thing is called. What is it, like a face yoga or whatever, you know?
Mewing.
Like clicking, mewing, yeah.
What is that?
Actually,
what does that
I've
do?
Been doing. I've actually been
what
doing.
What does it do? I fell asleep right at that point.
Oh, so it's supposed to like widen your jaw. So it's supposed to like help with, you know, under here. And you basically you put the back part of your tongue.
Mm-hmm. Where? Like I can't, like, I'm not in your
against,
mouth.
Up against the top of your root, like the roof of your mouth, and then like kind of pull up and move your jaw a little forward. So like.
I don't think I'm doing it. I feel like I'm going to.
Yeah, it's hard to do, first of all.
I feel like I'm going to throw up, honestly. Well, it's not that hard to do,
but I can't breathe during it. So I don't know if I'm doing it right.
I'm doing it right? Like,
I've been doing it. I think you closed your mouth. Mm-hmm.
That can't be right.
I don't know. I don't really fucking know. Go on TikTok. They know.
I know.
But I agree with the guy. I'm like, okay, yeah, if you want to do it like that, you know, and take 4 years to move your entire face muscles around, sure.
My I'm favorite sure was he goes like,
does work, but like, first it looks great. Other people do their own shit.
At first it looks great. Then it looks terrible for like four years.
Yeah.
And then
and like, you look great again.
two years, it looks okay. Then bad for 17 months. And then it looks good. And you're like, what? Okay. Yeah. So,
I don't know.
I'm like, isn't it just the same and fucking thing?
It's also like torturous because it's like your child at their age of being a child.
I mean, my favorite.
Hey, do you just want your child to be ugly for like their whole childhood, but then be really good looking? And you're like, fuck, that is a hard toss up. But you got to be like, oh, I'm a torture you child for like 7 years.
I mean,
but trust me, by the time you get out of college, you'll be really good looking.
My favorite were the moms that were like, so as you can see, Susie's bone structure is just trash. Yeah. So like, I was like, bitch, that's your child.
I know.
She's like, so if we could like make her cute, and the doctor was like, oh yeah, it's obviously very trash. Look, she's like a saggy chin, and this poor girl's just like, whatever, mom. Like, also, like, she's a child. Like,
I know.
She's not an
adult.
Did
you see the boy that was not trash looking? He was actually like had impeccable bone structure, and they kept being like, "We're gonna work on it. We're gonna work on it." I was like, that child could do modeling right
now. He's like 11.
That boy looks very cute. Leave him alone.
Yeah, I'm so confused. Yeah. This is an 11-year-old kid, and you're like, I don't know. But I have braces. I mean, it's, you know, you're not cute. Everybody goes through an ugly phase, I feel like, anyway. So it's like, smack some braces on your kid while they're in that phase and let them just ride it out.
Yeah, I hear that. I thought you didn't have braces.
Oh, I had braces. Oh. Sure fucking did.
Yeah, they wanted me to do braces. They wanted to like move my jaw forward. They wanted to do a bunch of shit. They wanted to break Tyler's jaw. Who doesn't? But we were just like, nah, I don't want to do that. And
I don't know. I guess it's I mean, but it's also funny because it's like if you looked at my teeth before, you'd be like, they were straight. So I don't know exactly what. Maybe it was like a jaw thing. Who knows? I have no idea.
I don't know. Well, and his big thing is he wants to push the teeth instead of pushing the teeth straight, like up and down.
Sure.
Like that. He wants to push them out like that, like this, so that there's room for them to all set up. And so like you're just creating like a donkey. You know? And then eventually he's like, and then eventually, then we'll pull him back in. I'm like, oh, okay, motherfucker.
I don't know if I want to like, I need studies. See, I need studies before I commit to donkey teeth.
Exactly. For my child. Yeah. And since you already had three tush subjects, like why didn't you like
do it on
them? Document them. Yeah. Document it.
I have no idea. So. That's bizarre.
Yeah, I liked it though. It was a good little thing to watch.
It looked like they filmed it like in the 80s. I was very confused by it was like an A24 film, but like they shot like it's obviously new, but shot as in the style of a bad documentary. What are you guys doing here? Was this like a stylistic choice or is this just old? I can't tell.
I don't know. Are you just releasing this now? Or
I was really confused by it, but all right, whatever. I haven't even had time to watch anything fucking good on television, which is annoying. I have been trying to be better, have a better relationship with food, which has like been really interesting. So now when I'm hungry, like I'm trying to like recognize when I'm hungry, which is an interesting thing that I've never done. Cause normally I just eat in the morning and then I'm like, you just eat at night and that's your life. And then you go like, I'm starving and I eat everything. And so now I'm like, how do you know if you're hungry? Like, I'm like, is this hunger? Am I hungry? Am I gassy? What's happening? So then I'll like start eating. And apparently you're supposed to do that. I know it seems like really
common knowledge, basic, but it's actually,
it's really hard.
Yeah.
But if you do that, if you start eating as soon as you start feeling hungry, you're more likely to make healthier choices and you're more likely to stop eating once you feel satisfied instead of like,
But I do think you need to also then analyze, do I feel satisfied? Oh, yeah. You know?
Well, and
am I like, good?
Eat it, mindful eating. Oh, by the way, I didn't even talk about this. So I went to Eastland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In Big Sur for this mindfulness conference. This place is fucking stunning. I get there. I didn't know. Okay, so they have these like mineral baths and it's literally like, it's the most stunning thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like on a cliff. And so it's like this terrace and they have these like clawfoot bathtubs set up that are like, there are pipes that go from the earth all the way up this rock face into these clawfoot bathtubs.
Wow. That are
hot. And everybody gets their own like hot and on a terrace. Literally, it's the ocean is like crashing. It's You're on like a cliff face. You're like, how is this even real life? And so I'm like, I can't wait to do that. It was like, you know, whatever. I bring my bathing suit. I show up. Everybody's naked. Everybody's naked. And I was like, what? So everyone's naked at these hot springs. Apparently that's like the thing. It's just a straight up nudist colony. That's what you do. And I'm like, and then it's, there's not a single person wearing a bathing suit. Yeah. There's just not. So you're the weird one. But I had gotten a massage scheduled. And I was like, okay, great. So I'm going to just, and it said, get there like 20 minutes before your massage. And the only appointment they had was like a 7:30 in the morning appointment on a Saturday. So I walked down, I know, I walked down to the, and I'm assuming it's like over in this place. I have no idea. So I walked down, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. I go, I'm like, hey, I have a massage scheduled. And they go, great. Here's a towel. Enjoy the hot springs. Now, I thought I was going down there for a massage. I did not think I was going to the hot springs. So I didn't have a bathing suit. Which I guess worked out because it's a nudist colony down there. And I'm like, okay, thank God it was 7 o'clock in the morning and it's dark out. And I'm like, okay, all right, I guess we're just going to fucking do it. So I was naked in the fucking hot springs, like literally just like, okay, all right, everything's fine. Everything's fine. And it was like raining and gloomy. So it was like extra dark. I'm like, this is fantastic. But it's just like, it's like a fucking... Everybody's named Micah. It's a hippie commune, but it was like so awesome. Everyone was so nice. And it was very like, they had a meditation hut. It was like the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. They have a garden. You would have died at this garden. Oof. And all of the food, like you can like volunteer to work in the kitchen there and then like go stay. And like, I think you can like, it depends on how what you volunteer to do, but like you can either like get a free stay there and like use the hot springs and meditate and like work live kind of a thing, and like it was really cool.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, I went with Ryan's sister, so the hot spring situation was hilarious for both of us. She's like, a lot of bush here. I was like, there's so much bush. She's gay, so it was really extra funny. She's like, I can't wait to tell Val how much she missed out. Her fiance. It was hilarious. So, but I went down to get my massage and I saw her sweatshirt and I was like, oh my God, she did it. Which was like,
what sweatshirt?
Her, Ryan's sister's sweatshirt. I didn't see her there, but I knew she, I was like, oh, she like at like 7 o'clock in the morning, she's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be naked in the hot spring. It was a whole thing. So it was absolutely, but it was very like, I mean, spiritual, I will say, like you just, I mean, to be in this place, it's like mystical at like 7 o'clock. It's like, it was freezing, but the bath was like a bajillion degrees and you're naked and the waves are crashing and you're like, what is happening?
Sounds fantastic.
It was really fucking cool.
That sounds super cool.
And apparently
did you like, ever get a massage though?
I did. And it was phenomenal. Yeah, it was really, really good. It was just weird. I was just like not expecting that at all. And I was like, I'm just going to drink the Kool-Aid because if I resist this, then...
It's going to make it weird and not enjoyable.
Almost a missed opportunity. Kind of have
to. Absolutely.
Yeah. But I didn't realize that's apparently where... did you watch Mad Men?
No.
No, no. That's like... It's like where Don Draper goes at like the final scene of Mad Men. He goes to this place, apparently. Mm-hmm. It's like where all of like the mindfulness, like LSD, like psychedelic back in the 70s, like they all of like the great minds like went to this place and like did... mindfulness. Yeah, it was really cool. So yeah,
that sounds amazing.
It was, and it's, but it's also like a bajillion dollars to go there.
Really?
Yeah, it's like insane. So I was invited as Shauna Shapiro's assistant. So I was like, got to just like get her hot water with lemon and like pass the microphone around and then just go for free, which was sick. Yeah,
cool.
I know. So
that's fucking rad.
Yeah, it was fun. And then
she had like talks there. Did she talk and stuff?
Yeah. So she talked about, this brings me back to what I was talking about. So like mindfulness and like how important, she's a neuroscientist. So how like the importance of meditation and mindfulness around like and being kind to yourself, creating new neural pathways in your brain and change, and how important it is just like for just everything in your life as far as like just efficiency and relationships. It's just great. It's great for you. And if, especially if you want to break a habit or form a new behavior, mindfulness is like super, super fucking helpful. So my intention was like, I really want to be better about like mindful eating, like really, because I'll like sit in front of the fucking television and I'm like, where'd the popcorn go? I'm like not even enjoying it. And then like, I'm like, oh God, I don't even, was I awake? Like what happened? I blacked out. So yeah. I was like, so she did this thing where it's like, you know, you just like take, just like be present with your food. And like, nobody really does this normally. It's like hard because we're just busy people. But if you like actually sit down and chew your food and then like, don't pick up like your, like wait till you're done chewing and then like eat more food. And then instead of like, I'm chewing more.
Yeah.
But it became super apparent to me after I quit vaping, like that I was using food as like a shove it down, like the vape. So I was like, fuck, all right, well, let's figure this out.
You gotta find something else out.
But it's been pretty cool. I must say,
that's good.
Food is good. Like food's pretty fucking good. If you like actually like sit there and you're like, oh, this is delightful actually.
Yeah. I've just been making a lot of homemade food, which has been that's my new really hobby. Good. That's what I've been doing.
It's fun.
So I get it in the food part. Yeah. I've been like more like, everything is like spaghetti squash and fucking making all these like vegan soups and shit. I've been actually eating a bunch of not vegan, vegetarian shit. And then no gluten has been good. But I do think that like with us not smoking, like let's say the last end of that month right there, it started to really fuck with me.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, all right, well, I feel like now I'm leaning in all these different directions that aren't the healthiest. So
I know. I will say though, but
I'm fucking doing way better now. I feel like
me too.
I figured that out.
Yeah.
And then I'm way better.
What day is it? It's the 7th. So we're about like 38 days without nicotine. And I feel like I'm finally like I've leveled out. Like I feel pretty good. Yeah. I'm not like psychotic anymore. That's like a long time. And I sent you this fucking text message. I got a notification from my fucking Apple Watch. This is why I wear two devices. I got my Whoop and I got my fucking Apple Watch so I can keep track of what's happening in my body so I can optimize. But it was like, I had a notification that said my heart rate trend was lower from the last 6 weeks the other day. And I went, huh, that's weird. And it was like, a lot lower. Like my resting heart rate was like, it went from, I took a screenshot of it. I think I sent it to you. It went from
it's like six beats lower or something.
It went from 72 beats per minute in like December as my resting heart rate to 60 beats per minute. They're just insane. Like that's crazy.
Yeah, that's really a
good.
Lot.
It really is. So my stress is like significantly down. Which is good. So that's exciting. It's nice to like get some sort of positive feedback on like this painful experience where you're like, oh, okay, something's happening. That's good. Cause otherwise
I need a win.
I need like a reward, especially now that I'm trying to change my mindset with fucking food where it's not like a reward. So now I'm like, I have nothing. Every day is the same.
Yeah.
I have nothing.
Yeah. And it's nice to have those intentional moments where you're like, oh, look at how good I'm doing. And like, you can give yourself, at least with me lately, and I feel like I'm getting over this hump soon. I hope.
Soon.
But like, I feel like I keep having those positive moments with myself where I'll like kind of be intentional about it and be like, okay, look at you're doing a good job. Or like, here's a positive thing where you're not shoving it down. You're not like doing something negative to yourself to make it, you know, whatever. But they go away pretty quick is the problem.
Yeah,
but like, I think it's starting to even out a little bit more, but I think I still need a little more time in that area because you get those little positive, like after eating and being like, damn, you know what? Food is really good.
It's
like
great.
Shit, if I took more time on this, like this is nice. But then like 10 minutes later, you're like, all right.
I know. I will. It's
good. We're working through some shit.
Oh God, what happened? Yeah. We're fucking great. I'm so proud of us. We are evolving. We are adulting so hard.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we're dealing with our internal traumas and issues.
I know. I left this fucking thing at Big Sur and I was like, should I go to a body worker? I'm like, who the fuck am I right now?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of a body worker, would you get a colonoscopy? What is it? It's not a colonoscopy.
A colonic?
It's yes.
I've gotten one before.
Okay, well, I want to get one.
Oh, man, it's so weird.
I want someone, even if you're in LA.
I'll go with you. San Diego. It's so I know a place that does it by my house. It's so weird. Yeah. It's weird, but I don't know if there's like,
there's a lot of toxins and shit all up in there for
there's
you.
Like,
I mean, however old I am that long
studies on like, if it's good for you or not. I mean, I guess that's everything.
Why not try it everyone? Like once a year, I think that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do it with you. It's like strange, but I would love to get your feedback on how this experience, I would love to get, I don't know if you could handle it.
I don't know either.
I don't think you'd be able to do it, to be honest with you.
I'm not going to love it.
I know you won't. Oh, God. No. It's literally your nightmare.
Does someone stay with you the whole time?
No.
But do you someone's get to put there. It up yourself?
No.
No, someone's, they put it up.
Someone does it for you. And then they leave. And you're just alone. But then they come back. And then you're like, hello again. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I kind of feel like we should get like one of those lymphatic massages again, one of those rapey ones.
I'm Listen, here.
We'll get
for
all the rapey
all the
shit out of the way.
None of this is rapey. That's why I'm concerned about how you're going to take this. I would say this would be the most invasive thing possible that you could do. Like, but that you could pay money for other than like a fucking madam. Other than like that kind of a shit, like literally this might be getting a colonic is probably like the closest you're going to get.
Wax. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, this is, well, this is much.
This is more, but
I'd say a wax is like, you know, that's a fucking.
Well, just, remember those guys, those pain guys that liked getting their balls
exactly.
waxed because it was like a madam for cheap.
God, they could. Yeah. I know they could. Yeah. They'd have a field day at this place. I'll tell you.
Yeah, I should. Stuff
oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. I really want to. No, but like, you know, those people that are like, do like body working where they like get trauma out of your body.
Yeah.
I want to go to one of those people, but I don't know how to find them. And
great.
I feel like the person I'm going to find is like a total scam artist. How do you find someone reputable? At Black Magic.
I know someone.
Do you? In LA?
Yeah.
And also, what is that
and
like?
I haven't had it done, but I have had people, like, I've went to different, like, sound baths and stuff like that, and they'll come over to you, and they'll be like, oh, your stomach has some wiggles in it. And, you know, do some shit. And, like, they'll do little stuff, but I haven't had somebody, like, fully do work on me, but I have somebody that used to have work done on them a lot.
Really? They know?
And it's really weird. Like, it could be, like, from your ankle. Like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get
I would rather do like a sound bath personally, unless like I really feel like I need to get some trauma out. And like, what have you done a sound bath?
Yeah.
Did you do one recently? Like one of the like aggressive ones with like the heavy sounds, the ones from space.
I've done that before. Here's my thing. This is why I want to go work with a body worker. Cause I feel like I have tension in my body that like I've had forever, that like tightness that makes no sense. Does that make sense? Like my hips.
No, yeah.
It makes no sense why my hips would ever be this tight ever. I grew up dancing and I remember like I wasn't able to do the same stretches that everybody because my hips were so tight. And I'm like, I wonder if this is something.
Yeah,
and
you think it's like trauma problems. Being stored in your hips. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be a thing.
It could be a thing. It could be. Just nothing, but I mean, fuck it. While we're here, let's do it. Let's try and go full force.
Yeah, why not? This is probably a boring conversation, but have you been meditating since
every day?
Going to the
5 minutes a day. That's enough, guys. 5 days a week. 5 minutes. 5 days a week. That's all it takes. Dr. Andrew Huberman says 5 minutes. 5 days a week. Study show.
Have you been trying to like align your chakras at all? Have you noticed any like blockages in your chakras?
I don't know what that means. I only know what they tell me. What is
it? They tell you about chakras? So chakras, there's one like in your head, your throat, your chest, your stomach, your
I know what they are, but I don't know how to like
unblock them.
Yeah.
All right. Because like sometimes like what?
How do I know if they're
blocked? How do you know if they're blocked? Well, you can feel that they're blocked. Like when you're trying to like you like breathe into each one of them and you're like passing energy through them, like up through up and down through your core. And a lot of times when I'm like, I assess how are you doing chakras? Yeah. Are we able to breathe through and make it all the way through or not? Or like how strong that is. I'll hit one and I'll be like, oh, I'm really blocked in my, you know, in my head, or, oh, my heart is really blocked. And each one is like different. So like your throat is like not allowing yourself to like, you know, speak and like not being heard and like not valuing like this or that, or being like really in your head about stuff, or your heart chakra's closed off and like you need to like work on reopening your heart chakra, or just like I wonder if that also might have to do with like your hips and it being like in a particular area. And
maybe, I don't know, I never even thought about my chakras until this very moment, to be honest with you. I've just been meditating. I like an idiot. Oh my God. There's great. So much.
That's
to,
awesome.
There's so much to meditate. Untap.
There's like a couple of like meditations that you can do that are 5-minute meditations that like will like address like your chakras. So it'll go through like step by step, like, I okay, see. Now we're going to breathe into this chakra. We're going to breathe into that
like
one.
A guided one.
A guided one. Yeah. And then like, it'll just help like, and then if you're like, oh, it is fucking blocked or it isn't, or if you're meditating every fucking day anyways, you might as well try a couple of different meditations.
I know, that's true. I'm just meditating in silence like a fucking idiot. Just
are you liking it?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I mean, I do it before bed. That's apparently, by the way, here's my bed. My tip, you're supposed to do it either first thing in the morning or right before you go to bed. That's like the most susceptible you are to like the benefits of meditation. I learned that at the mindfulness conference. Well, we have
I
two
can
minutes.
Only do it in the morning. I can't do it at night.
Really? Oh, it puts me right to bed.
I can't do it at night.
I'm so relaxed. Fuck yeah. Get me. I'm like practically sleeping.
I like it in the morning because then you like set your intention for the day and like how you want to feel at the end of the day and how you want to feel throughout the day. And then like what your goal is for the day to feel like, that's what I go into. How do I want to feel today? Happy? Like, what do I want to like? And then at the end of the night, because I watched this meditation where it was like, how do you want to feel at the end of the night? And I'm like, I want to feel like I worked really hard, or like, you know, tired or like whatever.
I want to feel tired.
It fucking helps your intention a lot throughout the day. You're like, oh, fuck. I don't know. It does help. But I've never done it nighttime. But I think at nighttime would be the best for goals.
Interesting.
Because I feel like at the end of the night, like, I think you're like, okay, what do I want to like work on the next day? What are my goals for the next day or like the week or whatever?
I like that.
Do you meditate on thoughts, or are you just clearing?
I go clear it. Fucking clearing. Nothing. Breath. Shut down. That's reset. Good. Let's go to bed and reboot
Quiet.
For tomorrow.
Quiet.
Yeah.
That's nice. Good.
I like it. All right. You have a thought of the day?
Let's see. I think corn mazes sound like an absolute panic attack to me.
I've never been in one at Nord.
I don't know why anyone would do it.
Why are they still doing that?
Yeah, corn mazes, or even like the like bush mazes for like fancy houses.
Why none of that?
Would you do that?
Unless you want to get murdered.
Getting too scared and just going directly through the maze.
Yeah, 100% like Homer Simpson, just into the bush.
Yeah, directly in.
No, none of that. That's outlaw mazes. I love that. I think that's a solid one. All right, well, we fucking love you guys. We will see you next week.
I'm super fantastic day, bye.